This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. I'd just like to reflect on the great year had by the training group. We're 62 foundation, 6 standard, and 5 advanced candidates have trained and successfully passed their examinations. These sessions were made possible with the support of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society and dedicated trainers that have come from a number of different radio clubs. Special thanks must go to fellow assessors Adam Gardner, Richard Watts, Michael Hope, Kevin Zietz, Michael Maguire and Ryan Lovett, without whom these exams could not have been conducted. Exams have been run in locations such as scout centres, church halls, libraries and parks. Students' ages have ranged from 10 through to 75, with several students achieving excellent results despite having limited vision or reading difficulties. In 2025, we're looking at running training and examination sessions on alternate months with field sessions in the intervening months so that students can enhance their understanding of radio operation, propagation and antenna setup. We hope there will be some experienced operators that would like to come along to assist on these field days, and they'll be open to any recently qualified operators. If your club would like some assistance from the training group to conduct a training and examination session, please don't hesitate to call me on 041 8803 177 or email vk5ph at wia.org.au. If you know anyone that would like some training or would like to sit for an exam at any level, please direct them to the training page on the AHAS website, www.ahas.au, where they can register their interest. Thanks for your support and encouragement this past year, and the training group wishes everyone a safe and happy Christmas and New Year period.
Good morning. This is Nathan, VK5OG, part of the Adelaide Digital Linking System. We have some good news. We have a new repeater which has come online at Meadows in Adelaide Hills, VK5ROF on 147.150, a negative 1.6 offset in mix mode, analog and C4FM. When you use the analog side, you do need a subtone of 91.5 on transmit and receive. The C4FM side is linked to the Adelaide 10G network, which includes VK5RDF, VK5RSV70, VK5RBV Barossa Valley, and VK5RWR. And hopefully, sometime next year, VK5RKW will be back on air for the C4FM. Thank you. And hope to catch you on the air soon. This is Nathan, VK5OG, part of the Adelaide Digital Linking System.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators, hobbyists and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB with some news and notes on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee. The Committee of WISA Australia would like to wish all of our wonderful volunteer ham radio operators and the wider amateur radio community a very happy and merry Christmas and a happy new year. And a big thank you goes out to all the wonderful ham radio operators and volunteers who gave their time and skills so freely over the past 12 months to WISA Australia and your communities. And we could not have done any of these events without you and your skills on board. It has been a pleasure volunteering alongside each of you, and we look forward to your continual dedication, involvement and sharing your skills with WISA Australia and the local community in 2025. We hope that you are spending the special time of Christmas with your family and friends. And remember, Santa knows who's been naughty and nice, but I'm sure that you all have been good throughout the year, so no need to worry on this occasion. You would have received an email from myself on behalf of the WISA Australian Committee over the past 2 weeks regarding the opportunity to assist Disaster Relief Australia with the management of the incident management team kits and equipment as a WISA volunteer involvement, and we are currently seeking a few more volunteers to assist Disaster Relief Australia at their headquarters at Wavell. If you can assist, please contact David, VK5 LSB, via my email address, which is VK5 LSB at wia.org.au. I say again, the email address to contact me is vk5lsb@wia.org.au, or you can contact me also via the Wise South Australian website. Go to contacts and you will find me there on the listings. The committee looks forward to your involvement in this exciting opportunity with Disaster Relief Australia and WISA South Australia. The WISA Australian Radio Net is being held on Sunday the 5th of January 2025 at 2000 hours local time, with the net controller regularly being Tony VK5 FBIC. The net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network from 2000 hours, and everyone is invited to join in. And the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence, and you don't have to be a WISN member or volunteer to participate in this net. I'm looking forward to hearing from you on the airwaves on Sunday the 5th of January 2025 at 2000 hours local time, so put it in your diaries now. A text version of this broadcast is available on the WISN Australian Facebook page if you need to clarify further details on this broadcast. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISA Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event. Merry Christmas all, stay safe and 73.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5 Oscar Golf, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We would like to wish everyone out there in the amateur radio fraternity a very happy, safe and Merry Christmas to you and your families. We hope to catch you on the air next year or pop into our club rooms at Hastings Street, Seaford. This has been Nathan, VK5 OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Ho, 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 everybody. No, it isn't Santa. It's just me, Les, VK5 KLD, with the Christmas edition of the North East Radio Club News. Now, the Coffee Club, last Wednesday, was the final one for 2024 and was well attended. The first Coffee Club for 2025 will be on Wednesday, the 8th of January. So come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library and join in the conversation with lots of caffeine. So best wishes for Christmas to all members of the North East Radio Club and all other listeners. And if you're out travelling on the roads, please exercise great care, as there's lots of traffic out and about at this time of year. Well, that's all for this time. 73's, good DX, and season's greetings from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We had another working bee at our club shed yesterday and also on the previous Saturday. Last Saturday week, a good number turned up and we made short work of stripping all of the radios, antennas, the generator and the batteries, which had well and truly had it, from our old trailer. Once that was completed, we turned our attention to trying to fit the new trailer into the shed. Bugger! It won't quite go under the door. After a bit of head-scratching and measurement, we decided that it will be a fairly easy task to raise the roller door by 400mm and we should be good to go. You will have to wait until next week to find out how we got on, as the door-raising project would have happened, or not, yesterday. In other news, long-time club member Gary, VK5JR, had another 6-metre session a week or so back where he, yet again, managed to work a few European stations using FT8. To say that he was excited would be an understatement. Well done, Gary. We have now finished our official year with our last coffee morning for 2024 held last Thursday and our last business meeting on the Friday before. The coffee morning was very well attended and a good number of our Victorian members came along to wish us Merry Christmas. We now look forward to a bit of a break and some valuable time spent with family and friends over the festive season. We look forward to resuming our activities in the new year with our first official business meeting to take place on Friday the 17th of January 2025. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a very enjoyable and pleasant Christmas. If you intend travelling, watch out for the morons who should not be allowed to hold a driver's licence and be patient. Frustration can prove deadly. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators, and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Firstly, I wish everybody the compliments of the season. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and let's hope that 2025 turns out to be every bit as good as 2024, and maybe just a little bit better. I hope you have a restful and happy time over this holiday period, and enjoy your time with family and friends whenever you meet, and especially those with whom you come in contact over the airwaves. This will be my last news brief for 2024. I'm sure you won't miss me for just a couple of weeks. The January General Meeting will be the traditional barbecue picnic in the park, similar to what we did last year. Same venue, provided that the area we had is not already booked, in the grounds at the back of the Goodwood Orphanage, Mitchell Street, Millswood, on Sunday the 19th of January. We'll be providing meat, salads, bread, rolls and condiments. You'll need to provide everything else, that is plates, cutlery, drinks, chairs, table and hats. And if you want dessert or sweets for afters, you'll need to bring that also. If you are intending to come, you'll have to make a direct deposit of $10 per person into the AHARS bank account. Please make sure that you include your call signed and add barbecue in the comment, so we can track numbers for catering. You'll need to do this at least by the 12th of January. The bank details can be found in the email or online. In addition, I remind you that our annual general meeting will be held the first 2025 general monthly meeting in February. We are in need of people to help with the administration of the club, so anybody with a desire to be involved should consider nominating for a position on the committee. A nomination form is attached to the email and must be returned to secretary@ahars.au at least 21 days prior to the holding of the AGM. All nominations must have a proposer and a seconder who are registered financial members of AHARS. Don't worry if you can't find one or any, we'll arrange that for you. Both myself, VK5RJ, and Jeff, VK5JB, are prepared to continue in our current positions as President and Treasurer, respectively, for another year. That means we are in need of a Vice President, Treasurer and Committee members to assist in the running of the club. Please think about it if you may be able and willing to help in any of these positions. A number of people who have been on our mail lists did not renew their membership last year, and as we are currently going through our membership lists and cleaning up our email system, you may find that you stop getting our emails in the near future. Should that happen, it means that you're actually not a current member, and come the AGM next year, you'll need to pay up and rejoin the club. Note, we will not be taking membership payments at the picnic barbecue in January. Don't forget our regular scheduled nets. Information can be found on the website at ahars.au/radionets, although we have completed our nets for this year. So that's all for now, so 73 until next time. Once again, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.